1 Thessalonians 2. For ye know yourselves, brethren, our entering in which we had to you, that it has not been in vain, but, having suffered before and been insulted, even as ye know in Philippi, we were bold in our God to speak unto you the glad tidings of God with much earnest striving. For our exhortation was not of deceit, nor of uncleanness, nor in guile, but even as we have been approved of God to have the glad tidings entrusted to us, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God, who proves our hearts. For we have not at any time been among you with flattering discourse, even as you know, nor with a pretext for covetousness, God is witness, nor seeking glory from men, neither from you nor from others, when we might have been a charge as Christ's apostles, but have been gentle in the midst of you, as a nurse would cherish her own children. Thus, yearning over you, we had found our delight in having imparted to you not only the glad tidings of God, but our own lives also, because ye had become beloved of us. For ye remember, brethren, our labor and toil, working night and day, not to be chargeable to any one of you, we have preached to you the glad tidings of God. Ye are witnesses, and God, how piously and righteously and blamelessly we have conducted ourselves with you that believe, as ye know how, as a father his own children, we used to exhort each one of you, and comfort, and testify that ye should walk worthy of God, who calls you to his own kingdom and glory. And for this cause we also give thanks to God unceasingly that, having received the word of the report of God by us, ye accepted, not men's word, but, even as it is truly, God's word, which also works in you who believe. For ye, brethren, have become imitators of the assemblies of God which are in Judea in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered the same things of your own countrymen, even as also they of the Jews, who have both slain the Lord Jesus and the prophets, and have driven us out by persecution, and do not please God, and are against all men, forbidding us to speak to the nations that they may be saved, that they may fill up their own sins always. But wrath has come upon them to the uttermost. But we, brethren, having been bereaved of you and separated for a little moment in person, not in heart, have used more abundant diligence to see your face with much desire. Wherefore we have desired to come to you, even I, Paul, both once and twice, and Satan has hindered us. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of boasting? Are not ye also before our Lord Jesus at his coming? For ye are our glory and joy.